Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 317, Patience, part one. This is part two, the conclusion. Today is Sunday, November 10th, 2013.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Tower, princes kept the view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
I think many young people need active, patient people to train them to simply get out of bed. Hold a job. Clean a house. Maybe even go so far as to say, clean their body. Oh, there's a lot of people out there that need patience. And I think that true patience has got to come out of the church of Jesus Christ, hoping for good to come. The Bible tells us that all things are working together for good. The power to wait for a hope for good while your dinner gets cold. Maybe you have a husband that's washing his carburetor in the laundry tubs, using your Turkish towels. You listening on the radio out there? And then announces with greasy hands raised, "But Mom, this meat is cold. This dinner is cold." Now, listen, wife, don't throw it back in the pan. Don't shout and pout. Simply go into the next room and take a nap. The next time you yell, "Honey, your dinner is getting cold," he'll suddenly appear with the greasy towels draped around his neck and the carburetor under one arm, because he's going to be just like when he was in the Army. And you know, when you're in the Army, it'll take you about 3 minutes to make it to the mess hall. When that horn blows, you're there. Hey, listen, gals, I'll tell you what to do. When they don't come in right away for dinner, don't lose your patience and your cool. Take the dinner, put it in the freezer. I'll guarantee you the next time they'll be in there on time. Learn to use a little ingenuity, have a sense of humor with it. I didn't say do it in a mean way. What am I saying? I'm saying hang loose, love one another, have fun, develop patience. Develop, in other words, the power to wait for a hope for good. And allow outlets for your boiler, like this church boiler down here. It's got these heating things all over, registers, and it's got these coils going along the base there. It's how the heat gets out. It does something good. Put your heat to use. Give it some avenue of escape where it can do some good. Now, you men out there, you must develop some waiting power. When your wife overspends, when she talks on the phone incessantly, or your car runs out of gas because it took her 4 hours to put her face on. It takes patience. And parents, you develop some waiting power with Junior. Oh, how parents, they have very little, they don't even have tolerance. Well, I'm talking about waiting for a hope for good. Well, why don't you have patience, you listening on the radio, when your little son there is having a time climbing over Dumbsville Hill. Seems like he's the dumbest kid that ever was created. I mean, it takes him time. You got to be patient with him. Help him up over Dumbsville Hill. I mean, can you relate with that? Well, it seems like your kid never catches on to anything. And, golly, is a kid retarded or what? You know what I mean? What's wrong with a kid? Huh? Well, he needs the help over Dumbsville Hill. He just ain't getting it for some reason right now, but he'll get it. Tender love and care, patience, hoping for good to come. Are you hearing this? Receive power to wait for a hope for good. Well, you listening out there, maybe you're listening with your little earphones. And a lady told me she listens and she goes shopping and she hears me on the radio. Maybe you're out there in the supermarket right now. I'll give you a little tip here. When your three-year-old runs and tears your socks up, runs into you with that 900-pound grocery cart all the way up your ankles, smile. Wait for power to wait for a hope for good. Maybe when someone butts in on your conversation. You ever been around somebody, they always butt in, you just barely get started and they butt in on your conversation. Well, don't do a gut flip. Don't get all shook. God probably sent him in there. It's your test. It's your test. Don't wait for them to show you they're changing. You're the one that's waiting. You're waiting on God. He's going to give you patience to wait on him. I have a friend and he wanted attention, so he always had something wrong with him. He's an older guy. I said, "How are you?" "Well, it's going to rain. Got my knee here. Let me show you my knee here." He says, "Oh, it's so sore. Oh, look how swollen." He'd always show me. There was nothing wrong with that knee. So every time I seen him, he wouldn't even say, he would be wanting to be talking. I said, "Hold it. Let's pray for that knee." So I just walk over and start praying for his knee. Pretty soon he says, "Hey, will you stop praying for the knee? There's nothing wrong with that knee. Just wanted attention." Got to be patient with people, don't you? There's a lot of people around say, "Pray for me." "What's wrong?" "Never mind. Just God will show you. Just pray for me." Been around somebody like that? "Pray for me, brother." Call them up and say, "Well, now let's pray for so-and-so and pray for this one, pray for that one, pray for this one, pray for that one." See, all they want is a little attention, a little love. Get them busy praying. But patience also means, in the original, the power to endure, and not only endure, to suffer. Job at first displayed this power to its fullest. The Bible says he lost everything. He lost his wife and kids. He didn't curse. No, it says he worshiped. He said, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, I'm not going to check out his motives for that. But he also said, "Shall I receive good at the hand of God and not evil?" Listen. "Lord, lead us not into temptation." The Lord doesn't tempt, but you have tests. God created evil and good. Should you receive good at the hand of God and not evil? See, he was offering and affirming that everything didn't have to come to him right side up. Handle with care, marked on the package, this side up. And that he could be patient in prosperity and adversity as well. And so patience then means the power to wait for hope for good and power to suffer and endure. Because see, the best understanding of patience, we need to see it in the terms of a personality. Someone has to act it out. Someone has to act it out. That's the best teacher, an example to follow. Now, maybe you bug your mother. And then you think, well, gee, she's pretty patient with me. And you know, it goes on and on and on. Maybe she's your example to follow. You know, she's working, she's doing this, she's doing that. And your dad is working every day and so on like that. Maybe they're an example. So it takes personalities and it takes people for other people to see that they go on and on and on, and for God's sake, what makes you go on? What makes Sammy run? Yeah. There has to be examples to follow, a personality, not something you read out of the dictionary, not something that you read out of the Bible and don't put to work. Patience is blah, 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 blah. No, you actually physically, mentally, bodily have to become involved in taking that, making it the working word, the Spirit of God released in you, and it's worked out of you. A manifestation of the Spirit of God is working the word out of you. The word is working mightily in you. Yeah, and it's worked out of you. Through the word. Through the work. We need more than a dictionary, in other words, for a clear understanding of the really great words. You see, love explained in Webster won't do it. We need to love to become a personality. Bible says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. That's why the Word, it says, became flesh. Jesus acted out love, and Jesus acted out patience. He only had a few years, really. He didn't rush out and do it. He worked as a carpenter for some 30 years, and then 3 years of it, went out and made a manifestation. And so all his friends denied him, but his patience had the power to wait for a hope for good. Oh, praise God for that. God knows it's all going to work out for you. Why can't we do that now with our politicians out there? What's so wrong about having everything wrong in your early part of your life and then growing up and overcoming all those obstacles and becoming the President of the United States? What's so wrong with that? Praise God, I'm not running for the President of the United States. I'd never make it. Never. I mean, even if I was qualified according to what the standards are, there's too much wrong. Why is that, that we judge like that? Who cares what someone did when they were in high school or 14 or 15 years old? The beautiful part is that they overcame that. You listening on the radio, praise God that you overcame. Maybe you got into jail. Maybe you were into drugs. Maybe you were into alcohol. I think it's a definite testimony to, for the glory of God, the grace of God delivered you out of all those things. And the people should recognize that and start waiting like God does for a hope for good. Be patient with people. Now, when Job lost his patience, he lost something of real value. Why? You see, because patience, I believe, is the treasure of the one who has it. If you are short on patience, you are short on sincerity, you are short on peace, and you are short on joy. If you are impatient with yourself, you're powerless. Now, we'll get defeated in this message because I'll tell you what, everybody's going to have to call out to God for patience. You just don't acquire it by reading Webster's or by reading the Word and confessing it over and over to yourself again. You have to call out to God. God, give me that patience. Give me that love that contains that patience. Help me to see some good in people. See, but patience is not only the treasure to the one who possesses it, but also to those to whom he has to be with. You can share your treasure. You have something to share. How hard it is to live with those that have no patience. None. Totally void of all understanding. I believe a wailing, crying baby can be a bit irritating, but nothing compared to a 180-pound baby. It makes you tiptoe around the house for fear they might blow it. And so the truth is, patience is the key to success in all of life's departments. If you don't have patience, you don't have the sincerity, you don't have the peace, you don't have the joy. In fact, the fruit of the Spirit are pretty non-existent. Edison had patience until he saw the light. Columbus had patience, and they called him some kind of an... Oh, you're going to sail right off the... It's flat. You're going to sail right off the edge there. You know what I mean? And they laughed and carried on. Farmers have to have patience, don't they? Or they go out there and pull ears of corn, pull them by the ear and say, grow up! No, they got to have patience. You have to wait. You can't force feed the pigs. You got to have patience. You can't play hold that tiger out there, right, farmers? So the cows will give you more milk. Doesn't it take a lot of patience to become a good piano player, Sue? It does, doesn't it? Or a good guitarist or a good real estate person? It's a lot of patience, doesn't it? Probably looking at the number one on the charts, and they have their picture up in the office. like Betty Crocker, looking down at you. Huh? Top sales lady of the month. And it covers the whole the walls because he's top dog every month. Takes patience. You have to have patience with that person. Sometimes we get up to be top dog and we lose all of our love and we're just real cold and hard. Well, doesn't it take a lot of patience to have be able to do that? Like I said, Don, doesn't it, to be into music and things like that? Yeah, that doesn't happen overnight, does it? Or to be a hornist, blow a trumpet, or a flautist. Or to be a singer. Takes patience, doesn't it, Deb? Takes patience to be anything. If you're going to be good at it. And then you take them all and put them all together, all of the drums and the horns and the pianos and all of that, and you try to make something out of it and make a group. That takes patience. Well, maybe you'll have someone that doesn't agree with you. You'll say, okay, now lighten up on the drums or something. And I don't agree with you. I think I should do a solo here. Or I think I should do a guitar whang. So we can't hear Sue on a piano. Or maybe she wants to hold the notes on this. What do you call it? The xylophone? What is that? Synthesizer. Huh? And she holds the notes too long. Everybody stand there, you know, tapping their foot. Come on, Sue. Come on. Man, this is getting eerie. But it takes patience, doesn't it? And the same thing happens in the body of Christ. What does it take? Say that word. Patience. Maybe you're having a hard time on your job, and I get calls, I get letters, people, I'm really having a hard time on my job. Young person called up, I'm really having a hard time at school. I'm really having a hard time at home. Don't give up. Don't give up. Be patient. Ask God to give you that striving towards patience, that power to believe it's going to come. Maybe your feathers will even get a little bit ruffled. Maybe you'll look like one of them chickens that went through the fan. Well, anyway, if it takes patience in the affairs of ordinary life, so does it in spiritual things. The Bible says, let us not grow weary in doing well. For in due season, we shall reap if we don't lose heart, if we don't lose our patience. You know what? Without patience, there is no great life. Just a bundle of nerves. When's this going to happen? Oh, I can hardly wait. When's this going to happen? When's that going to happen? Ooh, and then we start one little thing, we get it about 95% done, and we drop it. And then we go over here. We don't have patience to finish a job. And then we go over here, and we go, I do that. Don't we all do that with things? You start cleaning your house, and you get in the kitchen, and you look over in the front. Well, that front room needs doing too. So you leave that over there, and you do half of the front room, and then you get done, you go back in the kitchen. Oh, I didn't dust it this. I didn't. It didn't really quite finish. You just kind of wander around the house, see? Huh? Just don't have the patience to get it together. There is no great life without patience. If you're not patient with people, there is no great life. What else is there but to be patient with one another? Huh? If you don't have that quality, you don't have anything. Right? You have to be patient on your job, right? I mean, you want to be the president of that company, right? Okay, then it takes patience. All right, now, you know, it might not look like you'll ever make it there, but I mean, you're growing and you're learning every day. Have patience, but wait for them doors to open up and then go through when they open. Take advantage of the opportunities that God affords you and go right on through that door. Patiently wait for it when it comes, you know, receive it, recognize it, and go through. Don't wait on it. After it comes, then don't wait. Don't be patient when you're not supposed to be patient. Go through, go for it. Well, if you first don't succeed, what do? Try again. So closing this message, we find out that patience is a virtue. And how do we get it? We desire it. Earnestly want it. Desire it. In Hebrews, it urges us to run with patience the race set before us. You have to be patient because people knock you in the head when you're running, trip you, you know what I mean, boo from the sidelines, throw tomatoes at you, nee nee na nee noo noo. You know, I mean, you know, you have to be patient, but you run the race with patience. The track has got potholes in it. It's got obstacles all around. Jesus says that by patience we are to win souls. It takes time. You might look at the most mess sitting before you in your own vision. Patience is going to win that person to Christ. Is that important to you, you listening on the radio? Or is it more important that you call them scumbags? Get out of my face, scumbag. Woo! I think there's a whole lot of that going on, don't you? And so patience, in closing, is a child of faith. Years ago, there was a miner out in the Dakotas. And he staked his claim. Went out there and he worked that claim and he dug like a dog. And one day he decided, there is no gold here. And he hurries up and sells his claim for a song. I wonder what song it was. Got any ideas, Sue? Maybe it was, "There's Gold in Them Thar Hills." Or, "It Ain't Gonna Rain No More." I don't know. So he hurries up and sells it. Then the buyer comes in and he takes his shovel and, "Well, I'll dig where this guy was digging. I mean, well, might as well. Maybe he didn't dig far enough." And clunk! He hit one of the richest veins in the history of those fields. And so why did the man who sold remain poor when he might have been rich? He lost faith in his claim. There's all kinds of people claiming things. But there's a waiting involved. There's a time involved. And there's a turning involved. And there's a situation involved where probably you won't even want it involved. And so losing faith, the man lost patience. Yeah. That's what faith is. I'm not going to finish this message tonight. I'll finish it on Sunday. We'll call it Patience 2. We'll call this one Patience 1. See, without it, I'll just have to say this again, without it, you really don't have a life. Without patience, you have no life. You have nothing to give because you can't listen to anybody, you can't love anybody, you can't understand anybody because you just don't have the time for it. That's when we have to start the most, we have to start to have patience, hoping for good with the most unlovely. And you really start to live. You find that true? When you work with different people. You know, just that one time something comes to you, oh, I'm just not going to blow at this person, and you have patience with them, and it works out. You come back and you're pleasantly surprised and say, wow, paid off. A little pat on the back went a long ways. Right? How are sales going now? With Alicia, Paul, so-so? Wow. You're hoping for good to come out of it, right? Gosh, yes. Well, it will. So, did you ever think of it this way? No, you're doing as that's like this ministry is always broke. We're running the rim again, $30,000. I mean, you're always in the hole. And so, what do you do in the middle of all that? Just, what's the use? Why scrub the floors? Why wait on people? Why? I mean, who cares? I mean, why continue on? Why feed people or do anything or just never get ahead? Because that's faith. That's faith. You scrub the floors, and we have Sue in here painting these doors, and Roy washing dishes, and Jim with a hobo bus, and Carolyn and so on like this, and Debbie and all you people down here doing things. Why? Because that's faith. That's believing something's going to happen, because you're in there. Well, they must really believe it's going to happen. I mean, London Bridge is coming down, and they're still polishing the slats in the bridge. Don't they know that it's about the twine that's coming off the edges of the loop-de-loop bridge? And, you know, they're just up there singing along and dusting it off. It's faith. Huh? Isn't that right? We talked about that house deal, you know? And I just bring those things up because really, they're really true. You can just think, I'm going to tolerate this one more. Oh, let's build my tolerance up. And so we grit and grind and everything else to be tolerant. But who knows what God is working out for you in the meantime. You say, God, have your own way. I mean, you might be getting into a dump compared to what God has got coming your way. Not that you're claiming so blah, blah, blah like that. But I mean to say, you never know what God has for you till you learn to wait patiently. Now we're seeing different people like dying. Alicia called me up. I says, I'm going to pray the Lord prop me up with 2x4s. Keep me going here. Prop me up with some 2x4s. Keep me going. Isn't life short? And we really see how short it is when somebody dies. They died? Well, I knew them. So big deal. You knew them. Is that supposed to stop them from dying or something? Huh? Well, I mean, I really knew that person. And they went and died. It's kind of sad in a way if it's a situation that could have been avoided, probably. But it wasn't. Isn't that a good reason for having patience with one another? They might die on you. Hey, I'm 55 years old today. You guys better love me patiently. Be patient with me. Never know when the old boy is going to fall over. Doesn't that give you patience with people, though? When you figure that you might be next? Huh? Now you see him, now you don't. I'm sitting up here laughing and carrying on. And then, blip, he's gone. What happened to him? He crossed the river. Or you crossed the river. You never know. So, I mean, as long as we don't know, I mean, why not live this life patiently and really enjoy it? Because without that patience, we don't have any life. Totally don't have it. We're just nervous wrecks waiting for something. Oh, don't happen. You lose it. Lose your life. your impatient life, your grumpy life, your complaining life, your when is something going to happen life. And just pray for patience to come. God knows we've had to develop it down here. Right? You just got to develop it. And you might, one day we have somebody, they come in and they're cooking and carrying on and they're just doing great. And the next day we don't have them. Or we have this person and this is really going to work out. And then we don't have them. Got to be patient. What do you have to do? You have to go get the pots out, put the soup on, put the roast beef in there, get the gravy ready, get the rice ready. Do it over and over. It takes patience. Okay, so-and-so isn't here. All right, next move. Dude, go here. Do it, huh? Do you think God isn't keeping score or something? He's keeping score. Lord, I want to thank you for this audience that's here tonight. I want to thank you for the radio ministry and tape ministry and people listening out there in different points of the United States and world, Lord. And just bless each one that's out there. Let us develop that patience that we need. A life, Lord. Stress less. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
There you have it. That was Patience Part 1, the conclusion, Part 2. Be sure to join us every Friday for Part 1 and every Sunday for Part 2 of Pastor Paul's podcast. If you missed Part 1, just go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. There you're going to find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts, show notes, and scripture links. You can also find the podcast by going to www.pastorpaul.org. Up at the top of the homepage, links to the blog. Next Friday's message, Patience Part 2. Have a great week, and God bless you.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. Gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper. It might be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride.
Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yes, indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy, you may call me RJ, you may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.